Well, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, we lived in Mexico. I was born in Guanajuato, and my father was down there ranching. Mm-hmm. He had come out of World War I. Long story. Anyway, he ended up in Guanajuato, Mexico, where I was born. I have an older sister, Margot, who was born in Breckenridge, Texas, before they moved to Mexico. I don't really know how long we lived down there. There were a lot of banditos, and they kidnapped my father and his partner. And they were able to escape and got back to the ranch, and he just told Mother, let's get out of here. So they packed up the two of us and went into Guanajuato proper and got on a train and came out here in El Paso. And this is where we've been ever since. Mm-hmm. But my father's parents were from California. Mm-hmm. I mean, his family is still out there. And my mother was, well, raised in a Catholic convent and considered herself from New York. So anyway, we ended up here in El Paso and stayed.
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
October 20th, 1923.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell me a little bit about your education?
I can remember going to some little, when I was young, they didn't have such things as play schools, but it was some sort of a school at Fort Bliss. And then my parents had a grocery store out on Dyer Street. Yeah. One of their clients was a family from Mississippi, and they had one daughter. Mr. Bynum came out here for his health. Mm-hmm. So they had an old homestead way out in the desert, and they asked us asked Mother, wouldn't the girls like to go out and stay on this homestead for the summer? Well, Mother asked the doctor if it would be all right, because Mr. Bynum had tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said it'd be the best thing in the world for us, so we went out there. Then comes autumn, and they found an old house out here at Newman, Texas. And they asked Mother, what about the girls staying with us for the winter and going to school there at Newman? Mm-hmm. So we did. It was a one-room schoolhouse. And in those days, that was a train stop for water. Mm-hmm. And there were several railroad families. I can't remember what year that must have been, first grade, I guess, second grade. And then we came into El Paso, back with our parents. Well, they came every weekend and got us and brought us home and gave us baths and changed our clothes and took us back out to Newman for school. Anyway, then we went to Alta Vista School. I remember 4 years there. Mm-hmm. And when I entered the sixth grade, my older sister, Margo, was going to be a freshman. So Mother and Dad decided to put us out at Radford, which at that time was a very, very small school. I don't think there were 90 students from kindergarten through high school. So I went there until I graduated from high school, 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then I went to what is now UTEP. Mm-hmm. And it was the College of Mines Metallurgy. Mm-hmm. And I got my degree there in journalism. And that's all the education I've had. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of jobs did you have?
My senior year, I had to do a lab position at the El Paso Times. And so they put me in the social page. And it was fun. So when I graduated, the society editor was named Ollie Lanston. And her assistant was quitting to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So she said, Little Ann, wouldn't you like to stay on? So Little Ann stayed on for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. But I found that my calling was really not in the journalistic department like that. And in the meanwhile,